Ford DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. This being Wednesday night, the RAG2 portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RAG2 portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over to see if we got anybody on Echo Link. I'd say good evening to W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred up in Traveler's Rest and his sweet bride, and 4IEI. That's Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andy down in Simpsonville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's in Prosperity. And KI4LJG, that's Mr. Robert up there in Marietta. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Mr. down there in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Spartanburg tonight. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there at Brown Summit. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, and he's in Newland, North Carolina. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. Appreciate all of you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. I do have an EchoLink station up, so EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee, Hotel Yankee. That's Jim, and I'm in Jeffersonville, Indiana at the moment, normally in Berea. Negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4YHY. That's Mr. Jim. He's up in Indiana tonight. Appreciate you being up there in Indiana, Jim. You're missing all the rain, buddy. But hope y'all have a safe trip up there and have a safe trip back. But enjoy your time up there, young man. Thanks for taking the time to check in with us this evening. That's all the EchoLink stations I've got, so we'll go over to the alphabet in the RF check-in section, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4 Ocarina and my husband Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, or Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in. Oh, she's in West Shoals, and should be negative and negative.
Sir Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QOG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative at Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Yep. Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea, with no traffic, no round table.
Papa Lima Tango, that's KC4POT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
POS. Kilo Kilo 4 Tango Romeo Juliet. Bill and Calpins, I'll be negative and negative.
POS. In the net, please check in KC4SKD, Larry. And KG4AHS Rhonda. Both of these, Lee, and please check us in and out tonight, Gary. Hope everyone's having a good evening.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's located over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And Tom, I'll come back to you and let you make your comment. Just let me finish recognizing the rest of these folks. Next up, I'd like to say good evening to my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty, KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris. He's in Liberty. Appreciate you being here, Chris. Hope you are doing well. And KF4RVH. That's Mr. J.D. He's over there in Berea. J.D., where in the world have you been there, young man? Good hearing you on the radio. I hadn't heard you in a long time. And I do hope you are doing well. Then I'd like to say good evening, KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. And KK4TRJ, that's Mr. Bill. He's all the way up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Sounding good from Cowpens as always. Appreciate you being with us. And KC4SKD, that's my neighbor Larry. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. N0TR, Mr. Tom, you want to make your comment now?
Well, Gary, anytime I get a chance to beat you at anything, I just wanted to let you know I tried to call you earlier today. And this is when you had a problem with your weather station, like mine. So last night we got 3 inches of rain finally after a couple of months. And naturally the weather station didn't work. But I wanted to let you know I beat you out. Bernice and I took that down today. And you only had one spider in yours. I had two.
Well, Tom, I'm sorry that you had to take it down and clean the spider webs out. But I'm glad that you kept them over there. Send them on over to Campobello. Spider-Man, he would love to have those two spiders over there if you didn't dispatch them. So just send them on over there in Spartanburg County a little bit further. he might appreciate that. But we had 2.05 inches here last night. And well, it's raining over here now, or it was a few minutes ago. So I don't know what we'll get tonight, but we'll see if we can tally it up. But thanks for letting me know about your weather station, Tom. I hate that you had to take it down and clean it up, but that's the nature of the beast. You know, if we don't keep them clean, they don't work right.
QSL, Gary, I was thinking of you, though. And one of them, I got out of there pretty quick and smudged him. And the other one, like, scared me to death, come running out over my hand. I don't like spiders. I'll let you get on with the net. I just had to bring that up to you. And I'm glad you mentioned that because it made it a lot easier to troubleshoot. KI4DOS and 0TR clear.
I'm sorry that I had trouble, but I'm glad that my troubles helped you locate yours a little easier. That's what this is all about. We share information. But do appreciate it there, Tom. You and Miss Bernice have a great evening. I'm going to go up here and get this Echo Link station now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hello, KI4DOS, hey Gary, check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood, good evening to yourself, all on the net, no traffic, I'll just say negative and negative, do be sure and tell Miss Joy we say hello, and at the conclusion of this check-in, Gary, I'd like to have a short form with Tom. I'd like to have a short form with Tom in 0TR.
Kilo Fox 4, Charlie Kilo Tango John, and I'm in Honeyapack. And good evening. Good evening to everybody on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
KA4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Steven, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Steven. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Jennifer that we said hello. Hope she's doing well. And I'll let you get with Tom in just a moment. Also like to say good evening, KF4CKT. That's Mr. John. He's down there in Honeypat. John, hadn't heard you on Wednesday night in a long time. I hope you are doing well, eh, young man. I guess you're still calling the Anderson net on Mondays, are you?
Monday night, it's 8:30. I've been calling it now about, I don't know, over 20 years, I guess. But for a while, I wasn't on radio because I liked to die. My organs shut down for 2 weeks. I was in San Francisco over 2 weeks with my organs shut down. I had pancreatitis and a gallstone in my bile duct and blocked it because my organs are shut down. On top of that, I have that myasthenia gravis, too, and so it was kind of rough on me for a while. I was in ICU for 2 weeks with them shut down. And then after they started back working, they did dialysis on me 6 times. But after that, they started back working. So they moved me to a room after the 2 weeks there in a regular room for a week. And then I had to go to rehab for a long time. I couldn't even walk or nothing after that for a while. But I'm doing better now. I couldn't call the net either. I had Marion called a net for me over here on a Monday night's dinner. I think he was calling it Tuesday night, too. But anyway, we are doing pretty good now. So I want to invite everybody that's over here to always come over and check in with me over there on 146-790 at 8:30 of Monday night. We have a net every night over there. And we appreciate it, and hope you have a good net and all tonight, too. KF4CKT, back in net control.
I'm sorry to hear that about your organs shutting down, and sorry you had to spend so long in the hospital. But you had to stay around here for a reason, and we don't know what that is yet, maybe, but I'm glad you are doing better out of the hospital and are back on the air with us. I hope you continue to recover, John, and like I said, we'll keep you on our prayer list. You take care there, young man. KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, call your station.
Gary, with your permission, I'd like to contact a couple of stations. Instead of just one station, I'd like to contact a couple of stations, if you don't mind, Gary.
Go ahead, Stephen.
Yeah, KA4PQA from KF4CA. From KA4CKT, Big John, this is Stephen in Greenwood. Do you remember who I am? It's good to hear you again.
Yeah, I remember you. I'll be back over and checking in with you. I just had a little trouble with my radio too. Hadn't been able to do a whole lot, but I'll get back over and start checking in with you over on the Greenwood.
for that, John. I just wanted to let you know that I overheard the trouble that you've been having with your kidneys, especially with your gallstones. My wife has had some trouble with that in the past, so she, my wife had to have gallbladder removal surgery done for just that same thing. So John, she knows exactly what you, John, that was 6 years ago, so she knows, so John, my wife knows exactly what you're going through.
I appreciate you contacting me, KF4CKT.
Copy that, John. I just wanted to let you know that I have missed hearing you on the radio, and we have been missing you over here on Greenwood, but given your health conditions, John, we completely understand, and both my wife and I, John, do hope you get to feeling better soon. Also, with that being said, like I said, Big John, glad to hear that you're doing better, Big John. Hoping to hear you back over here on Greenwood real soon. And N0TR from KA4PQA.
Appreciate it.
And anytime, John. If you're still on frequency, N0TR from KA4PQA. I have some advice. Just had a question of advice for you with the weather radio, Tom. N0TR from KA4PQA. Are you still on frequency, Tom? Obviously, Tom, you're not still on frequency. Gary, I know you didn't mind me taking up this much during that time. Gary, I appreciate you allowing the contacts. And with that, I will now turn it back over to you, KA4PQA.
All righty, Stephen. Glad that you got in touch with John. Sorry, Tom had already secured his station or whatever over there in Greer, but appreciate you being with us. And again, tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. That's KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Moving up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Miss Joy and everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm at home in Cleveland tonight, Gary. No traffic, no table. Thank you for calling the net.
Gary, recheck, KA4PQA.
I got your recheck there, Stephen. It's KI4DLS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's at home up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Stephen, go with your recheck.
Gary, I was just curious. Tom mentioned that he was using a weather radio. Does he have the inside desktop kind? And if so, depending on whether or not he was using a telescopic antenna that a desktop weather radio comes with, or an outside antenna. Usually, Gary, an outside antenna works better because, Gary, the reason why I say that is both of the weather radios in our apartment are both on outside antenna, and I didn't know if they were on the telescopic that come with them or the outside antenna, but he mentioned something about cleaning up the weather radio itself. So I don't know if it was a tone alert weather radio itself that needed to be cleaned up, or what kind of antenna it was on, but they usually work better. Mine, I have both of our weather radios on outside antennas. But just had that curious question, Gary. What kind of antenna he mentioned about reception? I didn't know if it was he just had cleaned it off in a while or what, but whatever type of antenna he was using it to receive off of KA4PQA.
For DLS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, it was not a radio, Stephen. It was a weather station. It gives a wind speed, it rained, amounts of rain that you've got collected, and wind direction and that sort of thing. Also gives the outside temperature. But the rain gauge quit working. It's got a little teeter-totter in there. It goes back and forth and dumps, and it counts the number of times it dumps, and then it converts that into how many inches of rain. But he had spider webs in there, and he had two spiders inside it, and that's what clogged it up. That's what's happened to mine as well.
Copy that, Gary. Now, Gary, I understand what he was talking about. He was talking about the kind of weather station that I have. I have one in our home. Gary, I have one just like it. I have a wireless weather station in our apartment home that is just like that. So now I get exactly what you're talking about, and I know exactly what you're talking about, but Gary, that was the only question that I was just trying to help Tom out as a fellow hand, but I know, Gary, now I know exactly what you're talking about. But like I said, the one that I have in our home is a wireless with an indoor display, but anyway, at least just trying to help Tom out, but now I completely understand exactly what the difference you're talking about. Back to you, Gary.
Stephen, well, I'm glad we got that straightened out, and I'm glad that you've got a weather station in your apartment over there. Continuing with the net, and the roll call in the Uniform Through Zulu Group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KI4DOS. Down to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Have a good evening.
For DLS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KB2 BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
DOS.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Hotel Whiskey Victor. That's KK4HWV. This is Mike up in Mountain Rest. Good evening, Gary, and everybody on the net. Hope everybody's staying dry, and shout out to my youngest son who may be listening in and is studying for his technician license. Hope everybody has a safe weekend, and you don't have any troubles from this hurricane. This is KK4HWV, back to net control.
KI4DOS. Gary, everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, in 4HHC, Warren in Taylors. Negative and negative tonight.
Net control. And Wendy in Simpsonville, Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB.
4DOS. Being on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. And Gary, if you need me to pick up that net for Matt, I'll be glad to do it.
For DOS.
Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. Appreciate you being here tonight, Gary. We'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KK4HWV. That's Mr. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Hope you're doing well, and tell your son to go ahead and study that up and take the test and come in here and check in with us sometime. We'd love to have him. And we always like our new hams coming in. But give him our best and tell him that we're rooting for him. Then I'd like to say good evening to M4HHC. That's Mr. Warren. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Warren. Hope you are doing well. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. And she brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB. They're down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. Good hearing from you on the net again, Wendy. Hadn't heard you in a long time. Hope all y'all are, or hope you and Mark are doing well. And, you know, as you know, come back anytime you can. We'd love to have you. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. And Joe brought my phone in here to me, and I saw where you texted me. And we'll get together on that in a day or two. But you go ahead and plan on it right now if you want to, and we'll go that route with it, Patrick. Is that all right?
Just let me know.
Okay, buddy, we'll do it. And again, tell Miss Elise we said hello. Then I'd like to say good evening to Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Harry. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations in the Echo Through Hotel Group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move on up to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James. I'm born this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send safety threes for each one of you.
DOS. Anybody on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. That's KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS. And Gary, always good to hear you call the net. Thanks for being so loyal, keeping us going. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little rag chew. Hope everyone has a good night. Stay dry. Sleep tight. 7-3.
KI4DOS. In Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa, KC4IVP, Stephen Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And KE6KEN, Ken. That's Mr. Ken. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well, and I'll be back to you in just a little bit. Then we got KC4IVP. That's Mr. Steve, and he's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Steve. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. A big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. For DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2 TXJ Jim. In Taylors, I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS. In Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for running the net, Gary, and all that you do. 73 is all. Stay safe. KI4 GOD.
For DOS. Brother Gary. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. Richard and Graham are negative and negative. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
KI4 DOS. Please check in. Kilo November 4 Sierra Mike Kilo. KN4 SMK. Doug in Toccoa, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS. Please check in N4 NLR November 4. Nothing like radio. Too many negative gear. I guess everybody's been running around getting extra batteries and stuff like that. Checking on the gas cans, make sure they got gas for the generator and good stuff like that. So, sound like I'm going to be in for a crazy ride the next couple of days. But anyway, tune in and out. Continue,
N4 NLR. For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening, KA2TXT. Jim, is that, give me your call again.
Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2TXJ.
What I had wrote down, and that's the reason I stopped where I did. We got it corrected, KA2TXJ, that's Mr. Jim over there in Taylors. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well, and I apologize for my mistake, but it didn't look right when I started reading it back in my head. But thanks for coming back and giving it to me again, Jim. Hope you're doing well. And then we got KI4GOD, that's Mr. John down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. John. Hope you are doing well. And then we got Brother Richard, K4ROW. He's over there in Greenville. Richard, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. And KN4SMK, that's Mr. Doug. He's down there in Toccoa. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. Hope you're doing well. And N4NLR, that's Mr. Jim. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well. And yeah, Jim, he's a, you'd think with the hurricane hadn't even got close to the United States yet. We know it's coming, but we don't live on the coast. I mean, you know, we're going to get some stuff out of it, but think about them folks that are down there where it comes ashore. I would not want to be in their shoes. And, the folks up here, we might get a little wind and rain, but nothing like them folks down on the coast. But if you need it, go out and get your batteries and your gasoline and all that stuff. But go ahead and get it ahead of time. Don't wait till the last minute. But do appreciate you being there with us, Jim. You take care. Have a great evening. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Good evening. Please check in Kilo Echo 4, Yankee Charlie India, KE4, YCI. Matthew, I'm mobile, just outside of TR, northbound on Highway 25, negative and negative.
Go ahead. Ms. Joy, everyone on the net, if you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. I'm at home in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. This is Mike, by the way. Don't know if I said that part. Been a long day, but no traffic, no comments tonight, Gary. Appreciate you calling the net and everything you do for the good of the net as well. 73, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
Your DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Or like to say good evening, KE4YCI. That's Mr. Matthew out there on the mobile, headed up 25. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matthew. You be careful out there on the mobile. Have a safe trip wherever you're headed. And then we got AK4HR. That's Mr. Mike. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Mike. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Long pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins, and then we'll go on to the reg queue. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's an MFJ 986 IntelliTuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC7200. He says it's in excellent condition and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a 22 to 25 amp power supply with a built-in speaker, and he would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's an Astron 70 amp, 240 volt, 13.8 volts DC power supply. He says it's brand new and never been used. It's still in the box, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS570D. He says it's in mint condition, and he would like $600 or best offer for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's an Elenco DX70TH. That's an HF transceiver. It works 160 through 10 meters. He's got the power cord, the microphone, and the separation cable. And he would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a Comet SBB-2. That's a 18-inch Comet 2-meter, 70-centimeter antenna. He would like $40 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? It is for sale. It's a Nano VNA-H. That's a vector network analyzer that works 10 kilohertz through 1.5 gigahertz. And he would like $40 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? The map is for sale. So it has a 10-foot piece of coax, RG8X coax cable with PL259 connectors on it. He would like $10 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? The map is for sale. It's another 10-foot piece of coax. It's got a PL-259 to an SMA female connector on it. It's 10 feet in length, and he would like $10 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Map is for sale. It's an Alpha Delta 40, 80, and 160 meter wire antennas. It's brand new. He would like $120 for it, or he would trade it for a GMRS mobile, a 2 meter mobile, or a GMRS beam antenna. Does anyone need any fuels? And a month is looking for, if I got a fellow looking for a 160 meter wire antenna. Does anyone need any fuels? We got on the swap net tonight, folks, is for sale. A fellow has some J-pole antennas. These are copper J-poles. He would like $50 each for these J-poles. Does anyone need any fields? But to conclude the reading of the swap net book, appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the swap net book. Didn't have anybody add anything or take anything off, so it's pretty well status quo. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we go to write you? Call KI4DOS. Up on a slippery, wet stump over here in my neck of the woods is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Mr. Larry, is it raining over there now?
For DOS in the net, this is KK4JBQ. Well, no. No, it's not raining here. As a matter of fact, I heard early in this event that the heavy rains might stay west of 85. And so that means since we are east of 85, well, I'm just hoping, aren't I? but if I'm on a wet stump, I'll be careful to try not to slip off of it. Today was a marvelous day. I have to say that because I was curious about the weather. And so I went to one of those maps that shows you the projected track of this storm. And it's going to be, you know, the eye of the hurricane or whatever its strength is when it gets there. Is west of us and east of us. No, I'm sorry. That's west and north of us. If you drew a line from Asheville and a little slanted to the east, the north, you run right through my hometown. And my favorite aunt, or one of to be fair, I have two living aunts, one on my dad's side, one on my mom's side. They're both marvelous in the role of aunt, and for some reason, they're happy to take my call. So I was concerned about her, and I gave her a call. Well, we talked for almost 2 hours, and I don't know. I just had the greatest time. We talked about her cooking. We talked about my mom's cooking. This is my aunt on my mother's side, so sisters they were. They learned to cook the same food, you might say. And so it was fun to just hear somebody talk about the food I used to eat. You know, cornbread, ham, green beans, slaw. We talked about desserts, too. Now, there they differed a little bit. My mama was not very heavy on desserts. But my Aunt Bug, I don't know why they call her Bug. I just don't know. Maybe she was a little thing, you know, a little small when she was growing up. Maybe she was the smallest one of all the girls at that time. I don't know. But she got that name, and it's an endearment more than accurate at the present time. Well, we talked about all her descendants. And she's a great great grandmother, and it's just marvelous to talk with her. She's so, you know, she's still very clear of thought and expression. She's witty, and this storm is going right over top of her, the way the track looks, and so I wanted to express my concern and tell her that I'd be thinking of her and praying for her, and, you know, well, anyhow, that's part of why the day was a marvelous day. KK4, JPQ.
Tom, you can talk to one of your relatives, and that you hadn't, especially if you hadn't talked to them in a while, and sit and have a good long conversation. It don't get much better than that. It really makes it a marvelous day. You're talking about where she lives. Is that where is that? Is that up there around somewhere between Newport and Bristol, or is that like Johnson City, or whereabouts is that?
By the name of Kingsport, between Johnson City and Bristol. In that area, they call themselves the Tri-Cities, meaning three, of course. And it's the one in the middle.
Hey, with Kingsport, I don't know when the last time you were up there, but they've got 26 finished, across Sam's Gap and all the way through Johnson City and all the way over to Kingsport. It's a really nice ride up through there now. It doesn't take you nowhere near as long as it used to. But that's a lot of people don't know exactly where that is, but that's almost up there at the is that the Kentucky line or the Virginia line? I guess that'd be the Virginia line right there, wouldn't it? Or is that Kentucky? I can't remember.
Easy way to remember. One of those cities we mentioned is Bristol. And Bristol is what they call a twin city. The state line runs right down the middle of State Street. So on one side it's Tennessee, on the other side it's Virginia. Bristol, Tennessee, Bristol, Virginia. There you go. That makes it easy, don't it?
Well, I used to live in Nashville, but I just couldn't remember where the Virginia line and the Kentucky line come together. I'm having a senior moment there. We'll put it that way. Be nice about it. But no, I used to go up to Morristown, Greenville, Bristol, Kingsport, Jefferson City, just all around that area. I'm kind of familiar with that area. Don't know a lot of the back roads, but I know the big roads.
Yeah, well, I haven't been home in a while. You did sort of bring that up. It's been a couple of decades, maybe. I haven't been home in a while. Still call it home, but my parents have both passed. My sister, who inherited the homestead, she passed. It went down to her son, and from there I lost track, because I don't keep up with her son. And, I don't know who it was. I used to know the name of the fellow that said you can't go home again. Well, I really can't. I really can't. But I had the biggest box of memories. Now, I got box of memories from places I lived all over. You probably do, too. But the biggest box I have, of course, is memories from childhood. This would be from, and those are some very formative years. And when I moved in from the city, lived in the Mill Village there in the city of Kingsport, you may be acquainted with Stevens or later, no, it was Borden's Mill, and then it was Stevens. It went on to be somebody else, handed down through the different owners. But I think it was Borden that built the Mill Village. Very nice arrangement. Those